podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Welcome back, everybody.
LFG.
We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast all the way from Southern California. How are you feeling tonight, my love?
If I'm being honest.
All right. Honest? Sure. Let's try honesty. Let's see where honesty takes us.
I'm a bit exhausted.
Exhausted? Still?
I did a double workout today. My shoulders are killing me.
People were really excited when you said, I did a double.
I know.
They're like, ooh, tell us more, Mrs. Sweets. What? Workout. At the gym. Do you want to throw a shout out to your gym? What's your gym?
Oh.
Not gym.
Who's my gym? you always tell me, have a good time with gym. And then when I come home, you're like, did you have fun or was it hard? And I'm like, gym's always hard.
He's always hard.
I do Orange Theory Fitness. Work out at Orange Theory Fitness. Do it. Take the classes. I don't know how you want to say it, but yeah, highly recommend if you're looking for a gym.
It's always hard. It's worldwide. Give a little background. What is it? It's like a circuit training.
Hit training.
Okay.
So it's fun. It's a good workout.
And you broke some records today.
I didn't break records, but.
You broke hearts. No, I'm proud of you. You said you got fifth place out of probably 120, 130 people in your.
Yeah, the 12-minute distance thing we did.
That's pretty dope. Save some of that energy for me, though.
Yeah, that was, yes, that was 2 days ago that I
thought that was tonight.
No, tonight was they put their results on Instagram.
Gotcha.
So today I just saw the results, but it actually was, it might have even been a week ago. I can't remember. They all run together. No, it was on Tuesday, I think. Monday or Tuesday that I did that. Today was a double class I did. 50-minute strength training. Gotta flex these arms.
So buff.
I gotta live up to my Popeye tattoo. Beard called my new tattoo a Popeye tattoo because it's it's on my forearm, but not in the same place Popeye had his, but no. It's on my forearm.
It's on the outside of your forearm.
On my wrist forearm kind of area, and it's an anchor, but with a music note.
It's
because of the cruise we went on.
It's the treble clef.
Yeah, so we went on.
It's like music and an anchor.
So yeah, treble clef and on the anchor. Because we went on the 311 cruise, which we really haven't talked about, but we got tattoos on the cruise ship.
Yes, we probably won't.
And I had my little tattoo boyfriend.
Yeah. Tattoo convict. He looks like he was fresh out of cell block one.
Okay, stereotyping much.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he was on parole, but that's another story.
Well, he was good vibes.
Yeah, he was good.
He's
the one that did my tattoo.
Yeah, he's the one who did your tattoo. Prior to doing that, we went to Secrets.
Are we just skipping over our drinking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm drinking something I've drank before.
All right.
I'm doing my drinky drinks.
We're going to pull back the curtain tonight, folks. We knew we had to get a podcast out. And
pull back the curtain.
we had some big ideas for some big elaborate drinks, but we got lazy. And tonight we're just going with the basic margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going with the tried and true vodka Sprite.
Yeah.
I had like a whole drink I was going to do.
Yeah,
but
you sent me it.
It was a pretty fancy drink, but we're going to save that for tomorrow night because we got a little bit of a bunco party tomorrow night. So I'm going to be
You're
making
just pulling
that.
Back all of the
all the curtains. Curtains. That's right, folks. Bunco. Cheers.
Cheers.
So this particular bunco is going to be an interesting one.
Mm. We are blending that interesting.
We are blending worlds on this one.
A little bit. I hope it's not interesting actually.
we are blending vanilla and with some of our LS friends. Now the LS friends that are coming over, they're all very well behaved.
Yeah.
And they know what
I never invite my unwell behaved LS friends.
Yes.
To vanilla stuff.
So I'm gonna save my big drink for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So we
recap secrets and we fucked up.
We didn't fuck up. We missed
some things, and I think I was telling you, I was like, you know what? We were at a disadvantage. So yes. Clearly Carlos and Autumn remembered much more than we did.
Yeah.
Some of that had to do with the drinking that we did.
And
some of it had to do with the fact that we were taking in a lot more sensory information,
yeah.
And everything was new to us, whereas they had been there before, so they kind of knew the ropes. They knew, you know, what to expect, where to expect it, where to go, what to do.
Yes, everything
whereas
was brand new.
Everything
to us.
Was brand new to us. So I think on top of like taking in everything, it's like you kind of forget or. Not forget, but like you just run over stuff when you're recapping it. And then also, I don't know when they recorded.
That was a yawn.
But I feel like they recorded much closer to the time when we went than we did. Because we went to Secrets the first part of our vacation. We had a whole nother week and a few days.
Yes.
Until our vacation was over. So we had gone on our 311 cruise.
We had burned so many brain cells drinking every single day.
Drinking every day there. Staying up all the time there. And
all night.
Yeah.
Sleep all day.
And we didn't sleep all day at all. Exactly. We didn't even take naps.
Mm-mm.
So, which typically if we do all day shit, we take naps. But this cruise is like, it's concerts nonstop.
Constant.
So,
music
that you want to go see and things you want to go do. So it's like you can't, you know, LS people at LS events, the ones we've been to, for the most part, they understand you need that downtime. If you don't, like, people just burn out quick. And so because everybody's partying, they usually will kind of almost schedule, like, it's stuff we've been to that's been all day. It'll be like, okay, there's a day party, there's a 2 to 3 hour lull, and then there's a night party or longer sometimes.
Yeah.
But there was no lull, so there was no downtime. So we really didn't nap. So anyway, we had that whole thing going on, and then we had all of our travel time.
How many cups of coffee did you have tonight? Because you're on when you're
like... Tequila is the only liquor that's an upper.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, we went on all of this stuff. So we also didn't record until I think 3 weeks after... We actually went.
3 weeks?
It was 2 to 3 weeks.
I don't know. I think a little bit longer. I think two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe two.
Because we got back from our vacation and we didn't even do it until like 4 days after we got back.
So at least two.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah. I think it was longer than that. But anyway, so I think they recorded before. They definitely recorded before us, but they weren't putting it out before us is what they basically said. So they had that advantage. But anyway, that being said, there were some things that we missed that we definitely remember, and listening to their side of it, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the lap dances between you and the girls and in the dungeon area, like that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And and I didn't realize because actually, okay, so if I think Carlos listens to us. So Carlos, if you're listening, I didn't realize that Mr. Sweets had said something to you or to Autumn about, oh, don't say anything on your podcast about, you going on stage, about yeah, Carlos going on stage, it. Like you claimed it for our podcast. I didn't realize that.
And I didn't remember that.
No, but you did, because in our podcast, you started talking, or maybe it wasn't in the podcast, but when we were kind of like recapping separately, talked about it. And I said, no, that's, I said to you, you can't talk about that because that was, you know, his thing that he did. You know, they need to talk about that first. Mm. So I stopped you from even like putting that out of your head. Like, don't talk about that. Yeah. And then come to find out, you actually claimed it and they were waiting for us. And so we screwed that up. But yeah, you basically dared him to get on stage with the girl that was like dancing. Mm-hmm. He was clothed though, right? I think you dared him naked, but then he had his shorts on. Yeah. I don't remember him being up there dancing naked.
Yeah.
No, he had his shorts on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my fault because I didn't hear you claim that. And I was like, no, you can't say anything about that. That was their whole thing. And then the other thing that I realized while I was listening to their side, like their podcast, was Autumn was actually the Queen of Hearts, not the rabbit, which makes sense because she didn't have ears, but it just was a white. It was white and it had the clock. I think it had like a little clock on it, which is what made me think rabbit versus
either that or dude, that one guy from Public Enemy. The guy that always wears the clock.
The big clock. No, it wasn't like name. It wasn't like that. I know. And he had a reality TV show too.
Yeah. I'm having a brain fart.
Well, that's a good thing there's Google.
Bass. How low can you go?
I don't even know what he's saying. I just remember seeing him from Something of Love or some sort of love show. What was it?
Who's... Rock of Love?
No.
That was Bret Michaels.
Hold on. Yeah. Who is the rapper? I know people are sitting in their car like screaming at us.
I know they are. That's wonderful.
With the clock. Flavor of love.
Yes,
it was Flavor of Love.
All right,
Flavor.
We digressed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, we did. Anyway, it wasn't that kind of clock, but she had like a little, it was like sewn into the costume and it was like a little.
I should probably edit
I'm
that
pretty
out.
Sure that's what it was. No, don't, because I love that people were in their car screaming at us Flavor or wherever they're listening. Anyway, so it was, so that's what made me think it was the rabbit, but again, she didn't have ears on, so clearly that was interpretation. Yeah.
Hey, use that tongue for something else.
Anyway, and then the only other thing I had to say, I made notes because I was like, I don't want to forget because this is what happens, is after hearing their side or Autumn's side of like going into the playroom with us, I honestly don't know how she missed us, to be frank, because I thought maybe they went in first, like before we went in, because we were closing our tab and stuff, and I thought, oh, maybe we just took longer than like we thought we were gonna take, and then by the time we went in there, they had already looked for us. I mean, but that wouldn't have made sense because you would have had your phone on you at that time, I guess, thinking about that in hindsight. But anyway, that's kind of what my first thought was, like when they said they couldn't find us. I was like, oh, maybe it was because they went in to look for us first before we actually got in there. And then after hearing...
Do you realize how fast you're talking right now?
Really?
It's blowing my mind.
And then after...
You're like, I'm tired. You're like the Micro Machine commercial back in the day. You're like the small print guy in a you might experience diarrhea. Blah, blah, blah. That's why I'm not talking, because I'm like, I can't fit in anywhere.
No, because I wanted to get through these things that I had written down.
All right.
So that's what I thought. I thought maybe they went in before us, looked around, couldn't find us, and then left. And then we went in after them. That's like kind of what I was thinking probably happened, because I was like, how could they have missed us? So, but then hearing her side of it, where she actually saw us walk in and then went to the bathroom and then went to go look for us, I'm like, I really don't know how she missed us, to be quite honest.
She might have. She might have went into that room because we were way at the back of that room. That's she might have just went in and did a quick scan.
Yeah. No, she said she walked all through it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And the only other thing I could think is when we first went in.
I had a mask on.
No. When we first went, because our locker was up at the front. So you had, like, if you went to your locker, you had to walk by us if we were in our locker area because we were, like, the first locker.
Yeah.
So the only other thing I can think of is when we first went in, and this is just how, this is just you and I, we went into the shower room really fast.
Yeah.
We weren't in there very long. I mean, it was a quick, basically, just, like, rinse off.
Wash
like,
my balls.
Yeah, just make sure that we're not sweaty in weird places. And... which we probably weren't anyway because it was cold. But anyway, I digress. So that's the only thing I could think of. But that room, the shower room, was so big and open. It was like...
And very bright.
And super bright. It was like prison bright.
It was unsexy bright.
It's super unsexy bright.
If anything, secrets, if there's anything you can improve on is maybe put now some dimmers. Thinking of
that. Dimmers in the dimmers. Shower. Yeah, dimmers that shower in the showers. That shower was like... locker room.
It was like,
ain't nothing gonna happen in here bright.
It was like so unsexy bright.
It was.
And for a lot of people, that's where you would start your night. You were gonna go do a quick rinse.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us people, I mean, that's how we do.
But
if there's an opportunity to shower, we're there.
yeah. I want to wash my butt, you know? But yeah, it set a tone really quick. It was like, ooh.
Yeah, it was super bright.
Felt like I was walking in like the intake of jail. Like
no, that's what I'm saying. And the shower itself was like a prison shower. Not that I've been in a prison shower, but I've seen plenty of prison shows.
You watch a lot of prison shows.
Yeah. So it was...
Enough orange is the new black.
Yeah, it was prison. Like stark white tiles and like you said, super fucking bright. Yeah. So anyway, if she had even peeked her head in there, if we were in there, she would have seen us because... other than the walls, we were the next brightest thing in there.
Yes, I am not very tan.
We were butt naked and
yes,
we're super fucking white. So that being said, now I'm really confused at how we missed each other.
You know what? It happened.
Yeah, just whatever it was.
Strangers in the night.
Yeah, it's wild. But anyway. I hear they're coming. I hear the tickets are really cheap to come to California.
Yeah.
And I can promise you that your drink bill will be so much less at one of our places.
Oh, 1,000%. Because you're making your own damn drinks. Because
you're making your own drink and you're bringing it yourself.
Yeah. So, actually.
They're not as nice, though. You know what all that liquor money paid for? That $90,000 pool system or whatever it was.
Yep.
That paid to filter all that and the upgrade, their upgrade of their tiki bar and all their bars and their sound system and their light system. That's what all those, that liquor. I know our liquor bill at least paid for a speaker.
I'm part owner of a speaker.
Secrets got another speaker because of our liquor bill.
Or one additional laser.
Yeah.
Or something.
Anyway, so that is my recap.
And my recap is I think I need to retire my spanking hand again.
Oh, yeah. You heard the second recap and that was.
Yeah, you didn't listen to that yet. So
yeah, I didn't listen to that one.
So, yes, I was giving out spankings.
You're a spanker. And I told you you had to slow your roll on that before.
I enjoy spanking, but... women ask me sometimes, and we have a couple of friends that take the best of what I can give.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to understand that not everybody can.
Yeah. You have to start off slow. And then if they say, oh, that was weak, then you can give them a little more. You can't start off with like the biggest.
Well, see, that's the thing is I did one and I said, and she's like, okay. And then I'm like, all right, do another. And that's the second one is the one that got her because I took it up a level.
Yeah.
So, apologize for that.
What did you do this? So we went to Les this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to recap before I moved on? Because it had to do with the spanking, so that's why I transitioned.
No, I think we've covered secrets well enough between our two podcasts. And
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we had a great time.
Yeah,
1,000% want to do it again.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, good vibes. Okay, so speaking of spanking. That's like a hard thing to say.
Speaking of spanking. You're
speaking really fast. Speaking of spanking. We went to Les. You're laughing at me.
I can't with you. You're like exhausting me right now.
We went to Lust, and this past weekend we hadn't been since I think October.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we haven't hung out there for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces. We met a couple that was in their 20s.
Yes.
And
we actually told them to listen to our podcast. So.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're listening, but hey, y'all. If we're talking about 20-year-olds, it's you guys. There's very few 20-year-olds in the lifestyle, which is what we told them. Anyway, we can talk about that whole thing because that was like a whole nother conversation about age and all that stuff. But what I was going to is we had some friends that we do know who regularly are there. Like I said, a lot of new faces, but there were some people who we had seen, we know are friends. Mm-hmm. And she likes to be spanked hard. She's got a lot of good padding, big old booty.
She's gotten to the point now where she just kind of laughs.
She does. She's like, that's funny. That's cute. You're so cute.
That was a great, great try there, mister.
Nice effort.
But the next day I did some spankings. I spanked a few people that night.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking a shower the next day and, you know, I was just washing my hands and and I looked down and I see some like
discoloration.
It was in a dark shower. Like I didn't have the lights blaring. So I put more soap on and washed more, you know, I thought maybe I had makeup on my hand or something. I freaking bruised my own hand.
Spanking her butt.
Yeah, I bruised my my middle finger where the knuckle is on the bottom, and then I bruised my whatever that part of the hand is.
So Autumn or Carlos, if you're listening, and Autumn, just know he got paid back from spanking you. He got someone else paid him back.
Someone spanked my hand with their butt. That was a first. I'm in construction, so my hands are fairly worn. Like it takes a lot to just bruise me, so. Yeah. She did it.
Yeah, she did it.
But so we did Les party. That was the party that I used to do sound and stuff at. Yeah, like you said, we haven't been there since October. We went out there, had a great time. Like you said, met some new faces, met some new boobs, some new asses.
You got your dick sucked.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. let me see. Les, and then what else did we do? We've had a couple of pool parties in between all this craziness.
Oh yeah, we had a pool party, and then we did Sunday Fun Day. Well, pool party was Sunday Fun Day, and then we did another Sunday Fun Day.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with all these things. There's a lot going on, but
party was fun.
We had a good time. So, but before we go any further, we've been getting a lot of text messages. And like I said before, a lot of pictures, and keep them coming, guys. It's fantastic. But our sweet side of life sex phone number is 951-226-5261. Excuse me. Once again, 951-226-5261. That is the quickest and easiest way to get a hold of us. You can also email us at the sweet side of life podcast at outlook.com. The thing about the email is the emails come through. A lot of times they get sifted into the junk mail and I don't see them for 3 or 4 days. The text messages or the voicemails I get immediately. So there's a good chance I'll respond. And then, you know, there's been a couple people we've been talking with, giving some advice to. And stuff like that. But it kind of brought me to one of the most recent messages I got.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So we have a listener. His name is Ivan. And yes, I got permission to use his name. And
so
his,
that's his real name.
And his content. I don't know if it's his real name, but that's how he introduced himself. He said yes. So he's been hitting us up for a little bit now.
Put out his phone number. Just kidding.
You can reach him at. So he's a loyal listener, and we've been going back and forth. And his last message, one of his last messages, said, "Hi, this is your number one fan." He didn't actually say that part. This is your fan, that. Ivan. Just wanted to say thank you for the last episode, and now he wants to visit a tiki bar to see what it's all about. Because obviously we talk about tiki bars. And yeah. So apparently Ivan's never been to a tiki bar. So
such good vibes.
I don't know where Ivan lives, but you got to let us know and I can turn you on to some good tiki bars in your area. If it's an area we know.
Yeah.
Looking at the phone number, I'm thinking he's somewhat in our area.
Okay.
In our SoCal region.
Okay.
So I could probably point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Then he also said, where are we at? Okay. He asked if we are ever thinking about doing an episode on how to tell your loved one that you would like to join the lifestyle. It's something that he has no idea how to bring up to his wife, but he would appreciate any advice. Have a great day. Your number one and number two fan. Salute. So this kind of takes me to a broader subject. We've been toying with the idea of kind of doing like an intro to the LS.
Oh, like your...
What to expect. Yeah. Because we've actually had quite a few people ask that. Like we, from our first podcast, if you go all the way back, we talk about how we got into it. And our podcast has always been more of a story-based, personal journey-based, and experience-based podcast. It's never been much of a lesson. It's mm-hmm. like not a how-to. It's never been a how-to because we're still figuring out how-to. But I think we're experienced enough now. We could probably kind of go in and structure some, you know, first timer expectations.
Yeah.
What to expect at your first party, what to take to your first party, et cetera. Mm-hmm. However, before you get to any of those first parties.
Yeah. You have to have the conversation.
You have to have the conversation. So Ivan, I don't know your exact situation. However, the biggest thing in the LS is communication.
Mm-hmm.
That starts way at the beginning to yeah. where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I'm going to talk about right now is not directly related to you, Ivan, because obviously I don't know your situation, but I'm just going to reflect on some things that I've seen. We're in a bunch of like swinger groups, Facebook groups, MySpace group. So we see a lot. So we see a lot of examples of how not to do and how to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to touch on a little bit of that really quick.
You can touch on how you brought it up.
With you, yes. So you and I are slightly different.
I don't know how it. It would be easier to know. To give somebody advice on this, if you knew what part of it intrigued them, right? Because for you, it was kind of like the watching and the stories and the hearing.
Mm-hmm. But you and I were a little bit different in the sense of when we weren't even like, well, if you listen to the podcast from all the way beginning, we were going to like a sex club before when we were just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we had zero play with anybody else, but we had been in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think for me to bring it up to you, it was as difficult because I already knew you were open-minded to a certain level of activity. Mm-hmm. Like you were cool with being watched. Like, so
that's what I'm
the seed
kind of,
was already
like, that's
there.
That's what I'm kind of saying. It's kind of hard to give somebody advice when you don't know like 100%. Like, is it like where, yeah, exactly. Their starting point. Like, is their starting point like prude Mormon church? Like they're wearing their underwears and they're not even like having sex themselves?
Because the approach could be completely different.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah. Or are they at a point where they kind of, like we were, like, okay, we kind of like, we like, we know we like being watched. Mm-hmm. Like we are in this sexy atmosphere. We enjoy that part of it. You go to clubs, you tease each other. Like it's like regular clubs, like whatever, go out and you're just like, oh, are they comfortable with you commenting on somebody else, or are they, do they literally lose their shit if you say anything about anybody?
Yeah.
How is your relationship? Like, do you compliment your wife all the time? Are you guys having sex? Like, are you guys doing all that stuff? Like, I don't, it's like so hard to give advice when you really don't know.
Yeah. Cause I could tell you personally something, Ivan, that could blow up your whole relationship.
Yeah. Because your starting point is so different, you know, like your baseline is so different. So I think like you said, communication is 100% like key.
Yeah.
But I think it would be like, you have to think about, why do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And then think about what it will bring to your relationship. And then I think start implementing some of that into your relationship just between the two of you.
Yeah.
So if you think, oh, it'll bring more communication, then try to communicate more. If you think it's going to bring like more sex, then try to initiate sex more.
Yeah.
If you think it's going to bring, make your significant other feel sexier, because maybe they're not feeling as sexy, but you see them as sexy, help them feel sexy by telling them they're sexy, or buying them stuff and asking them to wear it for you, or things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the first step is kind of like knowing what you're wanting to get out of it, and first try and implement that into your relationship.
Yeah. It's kind of like figuring out the why first.
Yeah.
And so basically some of the things I'm going to say right now are not necessarily things to do, but it's going to be more in a thing of things not to do.
Yeah, what not to do. And that's easier to say than to...
Because that kind of encompasses
exactly
everything.
That is like, that's like across the board. Like, just don't do this. Like, this is terrible. But like I said, things to do is a little bit more difficult, because it's definitely more personal. And there's definitely more personal reasons why people get into this. Like, I have a lot of friends who've gotten into this because the female part is bisexual and she wants to explore that. So maybe she brought it up, you know, but if it's, so it's hard to say how to bring it up when we don't know the why, but it's easy to say what not to do, because there's definitely some things that are definite no's and go against everything.
So here's the first don't. Don't try to use this to fix a marriage.
110%.
If you guys, again, when I say you guys, I'm referring to everybody. If you have like a sexless, loveless marriage, and you think that introducing this is going to provide a spark, don't. It might work for 1%. But the thing about the LS is it's going to highlight the goods and the bads.
Yeah.
So if there's a lot of insecurities, it's only going to make those bigger.
Yeah.
If there's problems, it's just going to highlight those even more.
Yeah.
But if you have good things like your communication, it makes your communication better. It can highlight everything, but when you're first starting, you have to make sure you're on a very solid ground to start.
Yeah. Which is why I said in my, like, why is you have to, whatever you want to get out of it, start that in your current relationship before you try to start it with other people. Like, if you want more of something, or you want to enhance something in your relationship, enhance it first together. And then once you've been like, okay, I'm comfortable, like, this is fun, like, us doing it together, maybe it would be more fun if somebody, you know what I mean? Like, you have to bring whatever you're looking for, you have to bring it first to your relationship, because it's definitely not going to fix your relationship, whatever's lacking.
For sure. So one thing I've seen in all those groups I was talking about is more often than not, it's a guy that typically initiates. I mean, it definitely goes both ways, but it seems to be more the guy. The guy typically thinks this is going to open up a whole new world of sex to him. And what he doesn't realize is that the woman typically is going to get much more attention.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the guys aren't ready for that.
Yeah.
So
we always say swinging is like such a woman's world.
It is.
Like, we make the rules. We decide, you know,
yeah,
the situations, like who is mostly decided by the women. And like, it's very much like a female dominated kind of like.
Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of like, going back to the why, you have to figure out what your approach is. And it could be, you know, there's a lot of scenarios where it's a hot wife thing where you want to see your wife with men, other men. You want to watch her. You want to do this. You want to do that. If it's you that just want to, you know, get out there and do that, that could work as well. But everybody in the dynamic has to understand what is going on.
Yeah.
So one of the things I will say not to do is to dive into this world by yourself for an extended period of time and then bring it to your wife or your girlfriend or whatever it is. Because I see a lot of this in our groups is some guy will post, hey, me and my wife are, you know, we're a couple from Alabama and, you know, blah, blah, blah. How can I convince, and they'll post a picture and be like, how can I convince my wife to be in the lifestyle? It's like, bro, you've already made like three big errors.
Yes.
Hey,
more.
Hey, you're posting in a group.
No communication.
With pictures, no communication. Your wife has no idea what's going on. And how can I convince? It should not be a convince thing. It has to be a very much agreed upon.
Mutual. Like,
we're going in together on this journey.
Yeah.
Because if you guys aren't both on the same page, or at least within the same book.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly quick.
Fast.
There's going to be resentment.
Because even when you are in the same book, it gets initially, I mean, at least in our experience, it can get messy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people make mistakes. Boundaries get crossed. Things happen that you didn't know were going to happen. You're going to have feelings that you didn't know you were going to have. Like,
yeah.
And they can creep up on you. Like, one scenario with somebody can be 100% fine. You're like, that was the best night we've ever had. And then it can be a very similar scenario, but with somebody else. And all of a sudden, it's like other feelings creep up or whatever. Or you're just not feeling a certain... Like, it's... I mean, the human emotions are so, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Vast and just like unpredictable, that it's very much like, even if you're in the same book,
yep,
it's, you can still get off the same page. And so if you're not even in the same book, like,
yeah,
your starting point is already like, you're fucked. and not in a good way.
And you're gonna experience, yeah,
and not in the way that makes me want to call you daddy.
Exactly. And you're gonna expect to experience, like you said, all different levels of emotion, from jealousy, and more often than not, jealousy is kind of more of an envy thing a lot, yeah, of times, because you, like you said, you could both be in one situation, and if one person is getting more attention, then the other person can get jealous, you know, quote unquote, but it's more of an envy. Whereas if you were both equally doing the same thing equally, that jealousy would be a different feeling. So there's a lot of things to, you know, think about, prepare yourself for that. But I think, like, the way I would suggest it, the way we kind of, you and I kind of got into it, which seemed to work and seems to work for a lot of people, is I started listening to podcasts,
mm-hmm,
before you.
Yeah.
I wasn't in groups and I wasn't on web pages and I wasn't posted on MySpace and I wasn't interacting with people.
Yeah.
I knew better.
Right.
Like, I'm not like, no, this is very much, it was an informational dive for me. Mm-hmm. And then once I started diving into it and I kind of wrapped my head around it, that's when I brought it to you. I was like, hey, let's talk about this. Listen to this podcast. It was called The Sweet Side of Life. At that time, it was a diary, Swinger's Diary. Mm-hmm. Swinger's Diaries, which they're defunct. They are no longer around, but they were a very good intro podcast.
Mm-hmm. They were.
And you and I started listening, and we were trying to listen to the same ones on the same day so we could kind of compare notes at the end of the day. Or we would send texts throughout the day like, oh, that was pretty. Oh, I haven't gotten there yet. And spoiler alert, you know.
Yeah.
And it very much became a couple thing.
A journey.
Yeah, together. And then that, in my opinion, was damn near perfect, like how we kind of went in together.
Yeah.
But some of these people that I'm seeing, they're like, they're in it and they're posting pictures. And
yeah, that's going to be a mess.
And then they're asking, how do I convince? And 99% of the people in the chat are like, dude, leave this chat.
Convince.
Get out of this chat room. Yeah. This chat room doesn't exist to you. Start over. So I would say, like what we were saying from the get-go, is if don't use the word convince. That is a very, almost a forceful way.
Yeah.
Of, you know, get on my mind.
Yeah, like, get on my level.
No, we don't want to convince anybody.
Yeah, it should be 100% like everybody's on the same page, and convincing somebody, you never know if they just did it because you forced them to do it,
yeah, or
if
that's they just did gonna it end
and it'll bad. End terribly.
Yeah,
that's gonna be messy.
So I think the keys are stabilize your relationship.
Yeah.
If you're doing this because you're rocky, don't do it because you're rocky. Mm-mm. Figure out your relationship first, because A, nobody else wants to deal with your drama.
No.
There are plenty of great people within the communities that are there for support. And at some point, everybody's going to run into problems.
Yeah.
And those people, which will become your friends, will be there to support you during that time. But you just got to make sure your initial intro to the communities and stuff is
not drama.
Not drama. A very honest approach within your relationship. Mm-hmm. And on the same level. So, yeah. So if you're...
So it's hard to give advice on this whole thing.
Yeah, I can't give just, like straight personal. Yeah. I can just very vague.
Yeah. Because so, like Ivan, said, everybody's journey is different.
Ivan, if you want to send me more of your... info, like more of your backstory, maybe we can kind of give you a little more. And I was gonna say send a picture of your wife.
Don't do that. She doesn't know.
Exactly. That completely is opposite of what we were just saying. But yeah, just saying. Then you know, maybe
I
we
mean,
can
I mean you
tailor
can also it. Use this pod I mean, but I would like to know kind of their backstory, but you can also use this podcast too. Like he could say, hey, I've came across this podcast. Could, this couple has an interesting, you know, lifestyle that they live, and it's intriguing. And I mean, you can always use other people because it's safe to say, like, you're not necessarily saying I want to do it, but you're like, it's intriguing.
I stumbled across this.
It's fun to listen to. You know, you should listen to it. And then that kind of opens the door for conversation. I mean, like I said, it's different because you opened it up by saying, like, you know, well, obviously you said you kind of, I mean, you already knew, like, I was open to more sexual stuff because of what we had done when we were dating. But that still could have gone sideways because we had a long different journey between that time. Mm-hmm.
I think... I pretty much did it the perfect way.
Tell me more how perfect you are.
Well, it all started back in... No, I think... I think I've, for the most part, followed my advice. Because the other thing I was going to say is... One of the keys is a lot of this starts with fantasies.
Yeah.
So fantasies can be derived from like your personal fantasies. They can be derived from porn. They could be derived from, you know, whatever the case may be. But in our case, and which I think is happens with a lot of people, is, you know, I was asking you, like, have you ever thought about dot, 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 like sucking another dick or whatever the case was be. And you kind of like insert that thought there and you kind of create that fantasy. And actually, I know this is how Carlos and Autumn kind of got into, right when she was like really hot, he would say something like, oh, what would you do if there was like another guy right here? And she's like, I'd suck his dick while you're banging me. Yeah. And then he's like, ugh. She's like, ah. And then he's like, well, I can get a guy over. And she's like, what? No. So you kind of start with stuff like that. And then you just kind of get the mind going and you get the ideas in there. And it's like a worm, you know, it kind of goes into your brain. And in the heat of the moment, you know, it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And then the other thing to do is to also kind of gauge where your partner's at is to watch porn together and comment on the porn that you're watching. Like comment, oh, you know, I really like her breasts or look at her ass or look at his dick or whatever, you know, stuff like that to get to the point where you can kind of gauge where the other partner's at.
Yeah.
Like if it doesn't bother him or her that you're looking at another person sexually, that kind of works the situation in. Because, I mean, if you're sitting there watching a porn and you say, oh, I like the way her ass looks or the way her tits look, and she or he gets mad,
yeah,
like,
we're not there yet.
You are not there because trust in a room, that
probably,
is not going to.
Yeah, they probably don't, and the person probably doesn't feel secure.
Yeah.
And so that's where I said, like,
build him or her up.
Yeah, make sure you're building your, you know, spouse or significant other up in a way that like they feel secure. So if you both feel secure, then making little comments about somebody they're never likely to meet or you know, like, is not gonna, shouldn't cause like trauma or like them to be so upset about it, because a lot of the, I don't know. I guess, I mean, obviously we have a different way of thinking, but I think a lot of the, that stuff just comes from insecurity. Like, oh, you saying that means that they're better than I am.
Yeah.
But realistically it's like, why can't we,
you can all both just coexist.
Yeah. Can't we all just get along? Like, why can't you enjoy that ass, but also enjoy my ass? Or, exactly. You know what I mean?
That's exactly where it is it's not just one.
Yeah.
It's just, this is like, this is yours, this is mine, whatever. And then you add sprinkles.
Yeah.
And then I mean, it's a very basic way of thinking, but it's a tough way of thinking too.
Because you have to feel, you have to know that like, to like for you, to me or whatever, that I'm more than just an ass. Whereas that's just an ass on ice cream.
You're also a great personality.
I have a great personality attached to my ass. So, it's, again, it goes back to being secure in your relationship and feeling confident in it and understanding that, like, just because somebody looks at an ass doesn't mean they're leaving you tomorrow for that ass. Because it's exactly. Like, that's not likely, you know.
Exactly. And then you take those lessons that you're watching the fantasy talk, and then you got the porn watching. And if you succeed, because
if you can't watch porn together, you definitely can't do this. Because I mean, it's live porn.
It's live, and yeah, if
in the lifestyle, it's live porn.
I don't want to
participate.
I don't want to put a definite like. There's no way, but
you have a lot more to work through.
It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, you have a lot. You have a longer way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Yeah. I'm gonna quote Jack Black. but. No, actually, that was AC/DC. Never mind.
Well, in the School of Rock, it was Jack Black.
It was, yeah. That's true. All right. Digress like a motherfucker. So, yeah, kind of using those lessons, go with the porn. And then the other thing is to ask your partner I wouldn't say do this while you're, you know, sitting in the drive-thru at Jack in the Box, but while you're in the moment, while you're in having relations, you know, inquire about her past or his past sexual activity.
Like what they liked or...
what they've done, describe situations they've been in. And it's, again, if that drives you crazy with jealousy, then take a step back.
Yeah.
And then work on other things and then try that again. Because if you can't have some level of enjoyment with that, I don't see progressively moving forward. Yeah, it's going
to be hard to like then see them actually performing those sexual favors on somebody else.
Exactly.
You can't even talk about it.
So there's so many levels to it, but it's steps. It's all about steps.
Yeah.
And
I mean, some people literally just go out and they just
jump right in. And they have a fast sex and it works.
And it works for them.
But I would say that's probably
very few. Yeah. And I would say people say that's what they did, but there had to have been some sort of like something before that, because I don't even understand how you would literally just go from not talking about
anything,
not having any conversations about other people, not having any dialogue, and literally just one day like, oh, we're gonna go, like, we're just randomly fucking this other couple. Like, that just, it's, there was probably some sort of,
they probably had a threesome when they first got together.
Right. Like, there's something. I feel like there had to have been, and maybe I'm wrong, but maybe not like a full, like,
you're never wrong.
Maybe not like a, I know, maybe not like a full conversation about it, but
they were both freaks or something. There's
something,
but that is not typical.
No.
So the thing about the getting into the LS and, you know, talking to your mate about it, is take steps, take baby steps. Everybody's different, but take steps. And the biggest thing they say is to go as slow as the slowest person, because there's always a gas and a brake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the gas wants to move to the next level and the brake's like holding back, like, eh, I don't know, you know.
And it can change in different dynamics.
Yeah. For the most part, I've always been the brake. But some situations, you open up the engine, you like push the engine.
You've always been the brake or you've always been the gas?
I'm normally the gas. Yeah, did I say it the other way?
Yeah.
Oh. Normally,
wait, what?
Normally, I'm the gas, but not, I don't overgas it. Yeah. But yeah, there's sometimes you surprise me and I'm like, what? Shit.
Yeah. And then you have to put the brake.
And I'm like, brake, hold up. But, so yeah, you know, take it steps. There's some people that it takes years to get to the point where they can go to a party.
Yeah.
Some people are a couple of months, you know, yeah. Everybody's different.
The other thing we did as not, this isn't really how to get your spouse into it, I guess, but more like a slow slide into it is we texted guys and like three-way texted, like you'd be on the text, I'd be on the text, and a guy would be on the text.
Oh, we played around with Reddit for a little bit.
Yeah, you would, like, we would send pictures or they would be flirting and like we'd all, like, there was kind of like this almost like a digital threesome.
Yeah. And that again, that forces you to look at your boundaries and get comfortable with being uncomfortable almost.
Yeah.
Like there's some things that, you know, would come across your screen and you're like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to, you know, suck it in. Well,
yeah.
Not suck it in, but chew on it for a bit. No, chew on it. ingest it. No, don't ingest it. So yeah, but everybody's different. So the biggest thing is communication. Get on the same page. Introduce them to our podcast. Have her send me pictures. Yeah. And then just kind of go from there. And then you're going to hit many
consent.
consent.
Make sure she's consenting before you're putting her pictures on.
Yes, 100%.
Lifestyle.
Don't, yeah. Groups. For everybody that does that in the chats, man, come on. Your wife has got to know that you're posting pictures and you're playing these games.
Yeah.
If that role was reversed and I got blindsided and I found like that you were like part of all these groups and that's how you introduced me to the idea, you're just like, hey,
it's already deceitful.
Yeah, it's already deceitful. And you know, honesty is one of the biggest things, mm-hmm. you know, in ELS. So if you're starting on that,
mm-hmm.
like pull back, leave the group right now, kill your screen name, pull back, back the truck up,
mm-hmm.
get her in the passenger seat,
yeah.
and, you know, take the drive together, because that's the only real good way to do it. And even if you do it all the right ways, you are still going to hit speed bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be sometimes the tires come off and you have to get out. You got to change the tire and just be ready for it, because it's a bumpy ride, but it's a hell of a ride. It's very fun.
Super fun.
So there's a lot more we could go into right now, but I just kind of wanted to touch the subject tonight,
mm-hmm.
Because I just feel like we need to do a few more informational kind of, you know, share our wealth of knowledge amongst the peasants.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But that, we're going to close this up here pretty soon. But before we do that, we have some things coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So today is April 17th.
Hopefully you did your taxes.
Oh, shit. Oops.
Oops.
So.
That was a yawn.
That was a yawn.
See, I stopped talking and then I'm like, murr. My battery went, murr.
So April 25th, it's a Friday. Friday, April 25th. There is a organization out here in Southern California called Say Less Productions.
It's not really an organization.
It's an organization. It's a nonprofit.
They're getting their tax break.
Exactly. It's a community. They're on Cassidy. You can find community them on Say Less Productions. They're holding one of their monthly meet and greets at a bar in Murrieta called The Cove Bar and Grill. Is it The Bar and Grill? I think it's definitely The Cove. I'm not sure about the Bar and Grill part. But anyways, we're going to be there.
We shall.
We are going to be there, both you and I. You and I both.
Yes. It's hosted by Sam and Cole.
Yes, Sam and Cole, Say Less Productions. And we're going to be hanging out there all night long. If you're lucky, you can touch my crotch. That goes to the ladies, not the gentlemen part of the ladies and gentlemen. And then after that, we have a Memorial Day weekend. We're not sure exactly what we're doing, but I would say 99% we're going to end up in Vegas.
Yeah.
With
looking that way.
With some friends of ours. You guys have heard them, the Michigan couple. We did a interview with them, Tom and Liz. They're probably going to be joining us. We're going to be doing like whispers, pool parties. We might head over to Flirts LV. We don't have everything nailed down yet, but as soon as we do, we will send out all the information, and we'd love for you guys to join us if you're out there.
Join our community on Cassidy, and we always post what we're doing. Yep. Well, you always post.
I've not been the best at that.
Oh, and then you're giving me shit about TikTok.
Yeah. Speaking of TikTok.
Which I don't even have all the pictures from Secrets. I went to go do a TikTok on that, and then I was like, I have like 4 pictures. You never sent me the ones that
Carlos... I sent you everything.
No, you didn't send me the ones Carlos took. I don't have the ones inside the club.
Whatever, bruh. So we got that. That's a big trip coming up. And then we got some more information. As I'm sure you heard, EDR, Exotic Dreams Resorts... In Palm Springs.
We read them the riot act. And guess what? They're reopening.
So I said they were dead to me. And I'm willing to forgive. Because as of July 1st, they apparently are coming back. And they're going to be back to clothing optional. I think they've seen the error of their ways. I'm like the they're like the abusive boyfriend, and
that we keep going back
I just
to.
Keep going back to them, and just I just let them treat me like crap. But
they said they're remodeling, so we'll see if we can get some tiles on the fucking floor.
I would love some tiles. But here's the thing about ADR is there is a guy, there is a gentleman. I don't know his last name. I just know him as Don. Don is a fairly big name in the LS community out here in all the different LS resorts and whatnot. He tends to kind of jump around and he fixes things up and then he gets things going. Then he just kind of moves around, but he's fairly well known. Don was in and out at EDR, but Don is back.
Guess who's back?
Don is back.
Back again.
So I think Don is wearing like a big D on his shirt, like a superhero.
Yeah.
Like Don. And my goal is that he's turning EDR into the resort that we all deserve.
Yeah.
So I actually was texting with EDR earlier in the week, and I requested a podcast interview with Don.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And they said he will be in this weekend. So I am going to try to give him a call and see here at some point if we can do like a FaceTime interview here on the podcast. Because the thing about the LS community is they're very big hearts and very close-knit community, but we don't like to be burned.
No.
And there are a lot of very upset people out there about how EDR
handled everything.
And I really hope that Don and EDR can turn things around and get it back to where it used to be. Cause it used to be the place to go for summer parties. So my goal is to get Don on here and interview him and then, you know, see what his ideas are. And hopefully together we can turn this around. And I'd love to put EDR back on our schedule. My goal is July 12th. They are having a foam party that weekend. My goal, if I'm able to
make it the biggest party of is, the year.
Yes, if I can get that interview and we can, you know, get enough people to kind of give them a chance, I want to make that a fucking party.
Yeah.
I want to make that a Sweet Side of Life blast, just have a good time, you know, do the helicopter. So that's my goal.
It's a good goal.
Solid goal. So we'll see if that works out. But yeah, so look for that in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully I can get Don on the phone and we can have a good time with Don. Diggity Don.
Hear what he has to say.
I want to hear it.
I know. I took a lot of our EDR TikToks down. I said, fuck you. I'm not promoting you if you're not going to be clothing optional and lifestyle friendly.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Yeah.
And I can't put those TikToks back up because they're gone. They're gone.
So, yeah, she obviously, you can tell she feels a certain type of way. And I do as well, but I don't hold grudges. So I'm hoping that we can...
They're going to have to come groveling.
If they want my hard-earned money, no. We'll be back.
I'm going to have to see how well they've remodeled these rooms before I agree to anything.
So basically, if you go to edrhotel.com, you can kind of see what their remodel schedule is. And they're supposedly kind of in the remodel phase right now. The last email I got from them, they said they got their permits and they're starting to remodel. And that it says they're doing all the different blocks of rooms and they're all set to be done by July 1st, which is their reopening date. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful because I really did enjoy that place. There's a lot of great memories there.
There are a lot of great memories.
And I'm looking forward to creating many more. So yeah. On that note, I think we're going to go ahead and call it, and we're going to see you on the next one. On the next podcast, we will see you.
We don't see anybody.
We will see you live on the next podcast.
We're not live either, baby.
Take it away.
Oh, my goodness.
On the next one.
Okay. I was trying to trick you so that you'd say whatever you were going to say and then I could say it. Okay. When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Stay sexy.
If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.